not easy to do what you did. You made my men look like a bunch of minimum wage mall cops. That's hurtful. Would you like to tell me where you received your training? Afghanistan? Chechnya?
From the movie Thor, which opens next month, my next guest is a local fitness guru who's fashioned a workout inspired by the movie Thor. Josh Newman is vice president of Stay Fit Anywhere and joins us now. Hi, Josh. How are you today?
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. Are you a big Thor fan?
I am. I like to watch or read his comics when I was a kid, and definitely saw his presence in Adventures in Babysitting.
Excellent. So I assume you're going to be out watching the movie next month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to checking it out on May 6th. I get to actually check out a quick advanced screening, so it should be pretty good.
So tell me about this. You actually have crafted a workout based on Thor.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw the stills, and I saw the trailer of the movie, and Chris Hemsworth changed his body pretty well. He got pretty big, and you could see all of his muscles, and he could move really well, so I thought it'd probably be a good idea to put something together for everyday folks to try and replicate those results.
So do we all have to go out and get a huge hammer now?
No. You don't need to get a huge hammer, but you can get some results with just a single dumbbell. It's amazing what you can accomplish with your body and a dumbbell, just one simple piece of equipment.
Well, tell us about your company, first of all, Josh. What is Stay Fit Anywhere?
Well, basically, Stay Fit Anywhere, we're a personal training company. We do some group training as well. And basically, our philosophy is that all you really need is your body and a little bit of space. If you have those, if you have a little space and know how to use your body, you can get a workout anywhere you are.
You're not a big fan of the big fitness machines in the mega gyms, eh?
No, not really at all. That's basically, you know, our body. We've been using our body forever, and we've had great success with it. We've made it this far. We've made it here so far, and if we can replicate all the movements that have gotten us here so far outside of the gym and or even within a gym, we're going to do pretty well.
But don't you need all those high-tech gizmos and, you know, the tension machines and all that if you want to get cut, you want to have that perfect body?
Well, if you want to have the perfect body, it's going to start with nutrition. So you got to make sure you're taking care of that aspect. And then it's going to start with just making sure you know how to use your body. So make sure you know how to move it. There's basically seven movements your body can do. You got to learn how to squat, learn how to lunge, learn how to bend, learn how to push, learn how to pull, learn how to twist, and then go for a run or a walk. And you'll have the tools for success.
I think I can do most of those things.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good start. Then I think you'd have a good job with the workout here.
Well, tell me. Let's start with nutrition. What do you mean by nutrition? That's probably where I, along with a lot of other people, fall down the most, I would say.
Absolutely. It's the big thing with nutrition is we got to look at just basically eating things that our ancestors could have ate hundreds, thousands of years ago. Just try to stick to real foods as much as possible.
So none of that processed stuff.
Yeah, you got to look out for the processed stuff. It's not real food. It's not going to get you what you need to do. The nutritional value of it is very limited. And it basically, if it could last on a shelf for a couple years, it's going to last inside your body for a long time, and that hanging around is not going to get you the body that you're looking for.
Where do you stand on the issue of meat and protein?
Well, that's basically an individual choice. I mean, it is essential. You do need to consume protein. Now, whether you consume that through animal flesh is your choice. You can definitely get an adequate amount of protein by mixing in legumes and a variety of other sources. So it's basically, do you want to eat animals or do you not want to eat animals?
But heavy on the fruits and vegetables and I guess the whole grains. Those are the messages I quite often hear.
That's absolutely the message, is eat lots of fruits and vegetables. If you're going to eat meat, go for it. Choose the leanest cuts. I like to steal a line from a guy named Mark Verstegen. He says, if you're going to eat animals, choose ones with the least amount of legs.
That's awesome. Like fish, for instance.
That's right. Like pick fish. They got no legs. It's all good.
Absolutely. You know, and I like this message, too, of not, well, not that I want to knock at people who go to gyms, but, you know, I think a lot of people, Josh, are you know, intimidated by gyms, and maybe they use that as an excuse for not, you know, embarking on some kind of exercise programs. I think, I don't want to go to a gym and see all the gym people there with their, you know, they're all been there for years and have these great bodies. And, you know, I think it just intimidates people away from exercising at all.
Yeah, absolutely. A gym can be quite a scary place for a beginner exerciser and even for an experienced exerciser. But you're right. You don't need to knock the gym. The gym can be a great place to go, but it's not the place for everyone. If you can go outside and, you know, pick up a dumbbell and head to the park and see all the other kids playing, you can pretend you're a kid too and get pretty good shape.
So what can you tell us about this workout with just the one dumbbell?
So basically, the workout, it's pretty simple. I picked a short little warm-up. It takes about 10 minutes to get the warm-up done. It comprises about 6 exercises. Again, all body weight exercises. And basically, it's just a quick little, light little stretch. You're going to do some movements to improve your mobility. You're going to do some stability movements just to make sure that your nervous system's ready to go. And then after that, it's there's 3 supersets, and you get to pick 2. And you pick 2 movements from within there, and you have 10 minutes to complete as many rounds as possible.
Now, how does it work with just one dumbbell? Because don't you usually like to have it balanced off, one in each hand?
So the one dumbbell is going to absolutely throw off your body a little bit. But if we look at real life, we're often carrying things with just one hand or doing activities on just one foot. So we want to actually be able to sort of counterbalance that weight that's throwing you off a little bit. And you're actually going to get a little bit stronger and probably get a little bit more of an effective workout out of it.
So you actually you have exercises crafted to just use that one dumbbell?
Absolutely. This is basically the exercises are really simple. You can hold the one dumbbell with 2 hands and squat as deep as you can, and then you pair that up with a push up off the floor is one of the supersets. The other superset is a squatting or a split squat or a lunging motion where you hold the dumbbell in one hand, and what that does is it again throws off your balance. So you have to have a little bit of a challenge to make sure you're staying nice and upright. And then a nice little row where you're bent over pulling something with one hand. And then the other pair is a one-legged bending motion, as if you're bending down to pick something up off the floor. And then we're going to pair that up with a pushing motion, where you try and push the dumbbell up over your head as high as possible.
And how long do these workouts normally go?
So this workout, if you do it well, you can probably get it done in 35 minutes.
And that'll have a benefit to your body, eh? Just 35 minutes?
Absolutely. Exercise is cumulative throughout the day. It's probably one of the biggest misconceptions is that you need to set aside 2 hours to go for a workout.
Well, yeah.
You can get just as much done if you come in and put in a really good solid effort in, you know, 40-45 minutes, and you will get tremendous results. But you got to be pushing yourself a little bit. You got to get a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Now, how often? I mean, this is a big question. How often should people work these kind of workouts into their daily routine? Are we talking 2 or 3 times a week, or more or less?
Well, basically, it depends on what level you're at. If you're used to doing one day a week, you could probably go for a second day. If you're used to doing 3 days a week, you might want to go for a fourth day. But you definitely got to incorporate a rest day in here and there. So it is all individual, but to tell you the truth, everyone could probably go for an extra workout every week.
No kidding. And then you mix in a little bit of cardio, a little bit of running, or what about swimming?
Swimming is a fantastic exercise. I mean, anything that gets your body moving is great as far as I'm concerned. Swimming's great, running's great, bicycling's great. I call those basically any sort of mode of active transportation that keeps you out of your car when you're going places is just an extra bonus.
You know, do you find people these days are just looking to maybe lose a little bit of weight and get back into shape, or is it really all about body sculpting and trying to create that perfect body?
Well, most people are looking just to lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
And basically what we look at is when we're trying to do this is we want to get the most bang for our buck. So the most bang for your buck to lose weight is, well, one, make sure you're eating well. You can't out-train poor nutrition. Then number two is you gotta lift some weights. It needs to be done. That's going to get you the most bang for your buck. And then following that is do a little bit of intermittent cardio where you're actually running pretty hard. For example, look at the Canucks players. Those guys are in pretty good shape, and they skate hard for about 30 seconds, and they go and they rest for 2 minutes. And they skate hard for 30 seconds, they rest for 2 minutes. And that's kind of the deal that you want to be doing for your cardio.
Like getting out and running around as a kid. They're not running around for 60 minutes straight. They're running for a bit and then stopping.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going for a 60-minute run, but not everyone has 60 minutes to go for a run or has that ability. But everyone should have the ability to go pretty hard for 30 seconds and catch a breather for 2 minutes.
I watched one of your videos online today, Josh. Looks like a great workout. How do people find out a little bit more?
If they want to find out more, they can find us at stayfitanywhere.com, or they can find out lots of other health and fitness tips at blog.stayfitanywhere.com.
Josh, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Sean.
Appreciate it. That's Josh Newman. He is vice president of Stay Fit Anywhere. And as I say, lots of stuff online. They walk you through some of those sets. So if you're looking to build in a bit of a workout, a bit of a weightlifting routine into your fitness program, that's a good one if you don't want to head off to the gym.